Should we open it? What do you want to say, Tom?
I was just going to say, I like the contrast between Naaman seeking his healing and Elijah sends out his servant and tells him what to do, you know, and he's seeking. And you contrast that with Jesus meeting the centurion who wants his servant is very ill. And he says, well, I've got all these people under me and I tell them what to do and they do it. And Jesus says, okay, it's done.
Yeah.
And from that very hour, his servant was healed from that moment. And in a way, it's who we are, where we are at now with God, that we trust in that healing, even though we can't fully understand it, because he's actually present with us by his Spirit. And we trust that his Spirit will carry that through. Even though we can't see it or necessarily touch it, we know he's there. But the possibility is that that will take place, that healing will take place. And I was just sort of reveling in the fact that it's happening in the Old Testament as well. I've never picked it up before. And it started me on the road to thinking, are there other examples in the Old Testament? And I know there are. But, you know, so I was just wondering if anybody had any sort of other thoughts on that from the Old Testament perspective. I mean, we see it quite a lot in the New Testament, but more so, not so much so, I think, in the Old Testament, where there's this sense of, you know, you've got all these great people, and they sent out his servant. I haven't come to see your servant. I've come to see the guy behind you. They sent you out. And yet, it happens. And in a sense, that's Jesus, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, he was sent out from God, by God. And, you know, I've come to meet with Jesus, you know. How do we know that Jesus is talking to us? Well, we've got the Spirit of the Lord, so he can speak to us in all sorts of different ways. But so I was just wondering if anybody else had any sort of thoughts on Old Testament sort of incidents where perhaps God is speaking through somebody, but it's not the person you think it is. It's the, if you like, it's the common man. The servant was the common man. Everybody had servants and slaves.
Balaam's donkey?
There's a lovely phrase in the Northumberland Community Sonnet, what Tom was saying, which is partly prayer. It says, be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each to whom I
he speaks unto me. Yeah.
And it's just that idea that not to look for God in particular places, but just to be open to God wherever.
Yes.
You know, it may be in the words of a song you hear on the radio, it might be in the person down the street. It's just, you know, there's so many different ways.
Yeah.
I think it's sometimes we limit ourselves in thinking there's just God and we found in certain places.
It's taking the attitude of seeking into everything we engage with, just being open to find God.
The potential is always there, isn't it?
Sorry, Sammy.
I was just going to say about Esther. You know, the whole story of Esther, there's not one mention of God.
Yeah.
That was God at work.
Saving our people.
That was what Jill said this morning about Samson meeting God in the last place you'd expect to meet him, in the pagan temple.
And also, Joseph did a lot of his most powerful work when he was quite low in the system. I mean, I know he became this great person at the end, but a lot of his God's work was done while he was a servant or working in a prisoner. He was at quite a lowly place, wasn't he?
Yeah.
In fact, he had to go to some really low places to seek to find God.
And had to make the choice to be intentional to seek God in this place where I find myself. And to trust God with what might happen. So what... How is God calling us to seek him? I mean...
What struck me looking at all of those, and I might be wrong here, is that there's actually some effort has to be made.
Right.
So all those people sought, but it didn't come to them. Even the blind men, they had to cry out, they had to, you know, so I know we do say, let go and let God, and not put, you know, it's not about, but there is, there's got to, it seems to me, looking at those journeys, there needs to be some intentional seeking on our part.
Yeah.
There's got to be some effort on our part to actually seek after God.
Yeah.
Whatever that means, because that can mean different things for people, can't it? But, you know, it's not just, here I am, God, you knew how to bless me, but actually seeking after Him and looking for Him.
Yeah.
In the everyday or in...
And again, the example, isn't there, is Jesus Himself. And you think, actually, that's rich, Jesus' life, in getting up early to seek God in early morning prayer. Or after John the Baptist was beheaded, you know, I've got to get away, I just need time with my father. And ended up having to leave the country, going up to modern day Lebanon to get away, to seek God. And it was an effort. And it was also leaving behind the work to actually just be with God, to process things, to recenter, to... Yeah, even if Jesus needed to do that.
I also think there's a place though to be absolutely real with God, because the times where I've maybe felt the closest is when I've maybe been rather cross with God, or angry, or whatever about situations. And I think if we can't let that out to God, then we miss out on actually that depth. I think it's that, well, I think picking up on capital, that darkness. And in there, you know, you go to the core of who you are, yourself, and the needs, and whatever. And sometimes we can cover that up with spiritual things or whatever, not really get to who we are and what is at the bottom.
Yeah, looking underneath the surface.
Yeah. And just being
what's there. Really going on. Yeah.
Guess maybe we need to ask ourselves if we're being too lazy about this. I mean, there's Moses going up a mountain, but he was over 80, wasn't he?
True.
I mean, we're not talking about, you know, a young chap of 25 who likes mountaineering. And if you've seen the mountain, you'll know how steep and rugged it is, very slippery rocks. Naaman came a long way. The Magi obviously did. And Zacchaeus can't have been very much of a young man when he climbed the tree, making a fool of himself as a...
Get the sense of being in the business a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shorter stature.
Yeah.
So, hard work getting up a tree when you're short.
The first leg up was difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. And even Abraham, when he was called to go on his journey, he was 75.
Mm.
If you think of somebody that just thinking about human history as a whole and not necessarily thinking about seeking God, but some of the journeys that people have embarked upon and the really brave and courageous things they've done without knowing what would have happened. And we're in a situation now where we're very risk averse, aren't we? We don't really, you know, think about going out on a boat and never knowing whether you come back again. But you needed, you know, how human civilization has developed through that. You know, if they'd all been like what we are like now, we wouldn't be here, would we? Because, you know, all of that sort of, you know, hard work and courageous, I'm sure there were lazy people in the past, but I sort of feel sometimes that...
It's a different attitude,
There is a different attitude, and a sort of, you know...
We're coming up 100 years, well... Since the Battle of the Somme, that Somme was going on, wasn't it, 100 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up to it, finishing mid-November. But, you know, I've heard people say that would never happen now because you wouldn't find the people who would be willing to do what the soldiers
war technology's changed,
did then.
But that's sort of the attitude.
But the attitude isn't the same. Mm-hmm. There's this.
And people don't even want to go and ask questions. You know, sometimes we've just been, you know...
probably a bossy mum with my own children freaking out with my niece, you know. The question really does it, go and seek, go and do that. Oh no, I can't do, you know. And there's sort of, you know, almost feel like you've got to force them, and maybe we're a bit like that as well. It's just maybe just, you know, just
We are the Google generation. Just Google it.
No, I'll say something. Well, you've got just think how much more you can find out now than we could have done just by that sort of, you know, we'd rather just do shopping online rather than actually searching and seeking for the truth.
There's all the time. There's a sort of feeling coming over to me that actually God, you know, in this, you have to put effort in, so God is sort of almost testing whether you really mean it. He's taking you along. Do you, you know?
Do you mean it? Seek me.
Yeah.
I think the phrase that comes.
Actually, I don't know if I'm right, but I've got this sort of in my mind that the seek and you shall find as a continuous tense in the original, meaning keep seeking, keep finding, not just the one of seek and find.
Go on seeking,
it's a
continuous
action of seeking and finding.
I'm sure you are right,
It seems that it's about having free will. You've got to seek him and he's there. So he's not forcing us into any of these places. We look for him and he welcomes us.
Yeah.
And then we've got that because it was free will to get there. And we weren't coerced there.
And you do get the sense seeking while he may be found. I mean, that comes up in different places, doesn't it? There's opportunities of windows of.
And if you liken it to losing something in your house and you know it's there, and how long do you spend looking for it, you know, how much do you go through everything and anything sort of to kind of prove what you really want or not, you know, how, what will it take before you sort of give up and say, oh well, you know it's like the story of the woman with the coin, you know, turn the whole thing upside down. I mean, my first instinct was to think of, you know, when I say, you know, when the kids can find this in your room. Now I've looked, it's not there. Shall I have a mummy look? You know, but it's sort of, look, like we're saying, it just sort of proves what you really want it.
You really want it, you'll really look.
You'll keep looking.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll, you know, wait for a while and then you'll look again, you know.
Yeah.
But you won't ever give up.
Yeah.
Because you really want that.
Yeah. Thing. And the ultimate thing, we're not just looking to get something from God, we're wanting God, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
well,
it.
Well, I mean, that's the perfect answer, but in reality it's not true, is it, all the time? I mean, because we're mixed, but, you know, the thing is, all we're saying is sometimes we don't sleep, do we? And sometimes we don't just want it for God's, you know, we want it for our own sake. And God is gracious, so you're on that balance, aren't you? Otherwise it gets bit too much that it's us and we're getting God and it's to do with us, and actually God is gracious, and those times that we don't seek him, he's sometimes there, and those times when we have the wrong motive, he's still there, and thank God he is, because otherwise none of us are going to be the perfect person on that
journey.
Do you think as well that, you know, I probably mean Mulbarton Church as much as I mean Mulbarton Benefice, but kind of don't beat yourself up too much, because there have been weeks of prayer in the last couple of months. And is another question, well, what happens to that? What happens with that? Where does that go? Because I've got a kind of a picture of, you know, a father to whom a child is going to ask a question. And actually, if there's no certainty that the child's going to take any notice at all, it really doesn't matter what answer you give. But if you know that that child is going to obey what you say to the letter, and it's going to be a big deal, you take great care to communicate. And so where, you know, where is the obedience side? How does it issue? And it all connects with risk, doesn't it?
Mm. And Kathy was saying risk. Yeah.
We're talking
risk,
with
faith.
You know, I mean, part of our conversation, rightly, has been about individuals seeking God. But the real, the big bottom line is God's church. And what direction do we take God's church? And I kind of think that if God knows that we really are serious about knowing what his answer to that question is, then he will make sure that he communicates to us.
Yeah, yeah. It's that divine dance, surely. I mean, it's, we do rely on the grace of God, but we're involved in it. We've got our part to play as well, and we're cooperating. It's not all God's responsibility to do everything. It's not certainly not all our responsibility to do everything. Surely it's both parties coming together to see.
And I suppose too, I mean, he's told us an awful lot we can be doing.
Yeah.
Already. I mean, yeah. How many pages have we got?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There is so much that we are doing. And to take an extension, the end of Matthew, you know, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all the rest will be yours as well, in the context of what he's saying. But it's that God is about building his kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And we are a part of that. The kingdom is bigger than the church.
Yeah.
And God is already at work outside of the Christian community. Yeah. And therefore, in terms of the seeing, as we seek, we perhaps go out every morning to say, Lord, open my eyes to see what it is you want me to see today, and this deeper level of seeing. And who is it we come into contact with today? What if we were the only Christian in our community and we wanted to find other Christians? How would we look at the day? And how would we find other people who might want to talk spiritual language with us? You know, how can our conversations be so formed that actually we want to find out if that person has a spiritual heart, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that whoever we see, are we praying for an encounter? Whatever engagement we had, is there some way in which we can find a way of talking to that person? You know, do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with God. What are the issues of injustice in our community? What do we need to stand up for?
Yeah.
You know. Do we need to write because Richard, our postman, isn't here anymore? What's wrong? What's going wrong there? You know, what justice can what we have to stand up for him on that? So, you know, there's so many things that we could be doing in our own individual walks, and this sense of if God's out there and other people are speaking to us, you know, Tom's ordinary person and what Rachel was saying, then are we not going to find out something about the way through other people who are not yet of our number? Listening to others, you know, about how they see God or what would really help them. You know, maybe God's wanting us to receive from others outside of us because we won't be complete until we hear their story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how can we learn from what God is already doing out there?
Yeah. Seeking the seeker and seeking to
And by doing what he's asked us to do on a daily basis, you know, as in, you know, seek me and, you know, pray. We gave this the Lord's Prayer as a model of that, right? Go about the daily work, seek the welfare of the city, do justice. Do you know what I mean? There's so many things that he's saying right now. So, Kathy, now you, when you go out tomorrow morning, okay, open my eyes, Lord, to see what I am going to do tomorrow. You know, so for me, it's talking to anything that moves in Hethel. Often it's the cows, because that's the closest thing. But if I see anyone, I'll, you know,
it'd be dangerous.
A dog walker, a horse, you know, I just try to make contact with anybody. Yeah. I mean, it's just easier for us because there's so few people down there.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? It's just saying, what God, what do you want us to do today? And what kind of, and by doing the seeking, I think we can be expectant. But God will show us something we can do today.
In a sense, I think what I'm hearing you saying is it's not that hard. just look out, be on the lookout for those.
But then we can come back, like the disciples, they rushed back to tell Jesus everything that was going on.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do, don't we?
Yeah.
We want to go out, be the God's people, and say, right, if I was wanting to start a Christian community today, and I'm the only one here, how would I begin? How could I, without finding the next person to help me, start this group of people?
Yeah.
And if we were all responsive to what God was asking us to do in our days, and then we'd come back whenever we get and say, oh, no, this happened. It's like the testimonies you have most clearly in our Barton Church.
Yeah.
And then we'd learn, okay, well, God's doing this through so-and-so. God, well, maybe that's how Peter and Paul worked out what was happening, because suddenly Peter came back and he said, well, I had this encounter with Cornelius, and it's just not, you know, it's not what we expected at all. So if the Holy Spirit's gone there, well, what's got, do you know what I mean? They were putting it all together.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing we need to have. We want
and
to
this
say,
is,
well,
this is back to the parish adventure, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. So someone comes in and I've seen, and then we say, well, okay, now is that way God? And then you gradually piece it together.
Yeah.
So we're bringing back the things that God took, and then we're saying, well, maybe this is where God's leading, because we're doing what he's asked us to do.
Seeking God by engaging in that process, isn't it? We're going to have to wrap up, I'm afraid. Have a coffee break, or some other drink. You're pointing at Patrick.
I was just reminded of a play, actually, the importance of being earnest. Yeah, it says that in our seeking, we put it into Hebrew. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
Yeah.
And again, like, you know, God's word, the teaching word to see it was, so be earnest and repent. Yeah, but not, I say, repent is like changing direction. In a sense of, you know, I've heard before, like, if you want to change direction, it's easy to do when you're moving and if you're stationary. In a sense, like with seeking, maybe we need to be seeking, going in that direction, and we will find more and sort of, it'll develop.
Yeah.
While
we're
actually doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Be intentional. Mm-hmm. And it brings us back to where we started. God is and is a rewarder of those who earnestly or diligently seek him. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your presence, and we long for more of you. We long to see things as you see things, or to peel off the surface, to see beneath, to understand what's really going on. And we invite you into these things. As we seek after you, we pray that you would indeed draw near to us and help us day by day to pursue you in the parish adventure you call us to. Help us to play our part, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.